Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing we call life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of unfinished tasks? Like that to-do list is mocking you with its sheer audacity? You know that feeling when procrastination whispers sweet nothings in your ear, tempting you with the allure of scrolling through social media or binge-watching another episode of your favorite show? Well, guess what? We're tackling this beast head-on today. We're diving into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism and exploring some seriously effective techniques to conquer procrastination once and for all. So buckle up, my friends, because we're about to unlock some powerful tools that can transform your relationship with time, responsibility, and, let's be honest, Netflix. First things first. Remember, procrastination isn't just laziness, it's often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, even fear of success. Stoicism teaches us to confront these fears head-on. Instead of letting them control us, we acknowledge them, analyze them, and ultimately choose to act despite them. Think of it like this. Your fear is a noisy neighbor constantly trying to derail your plans. Stoicism equips you with the mental tools to politely but firmly ask that neighbor to pipe down and let you get on with your day. Next up, we've got something called negative visualization. Now, before you go picturing yourself in a gloomy dungeon, hear me out. Negative visualization is about acknowledging potential setbacks, not dwelling on them. It's like preparing for a storm. You wouldn't wait until the wind starts howling to batten down the hatches, right? Similarly, by anticipating challenges, we can proactively develop strategies to overcome them and minimize their impact. Remember that time you were supposed to finish a project, but got sidetracked by a million other things? Stoicism suggests breaking down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. This isn't about being overly ambitious, it's about creating a sense of progress and momentum. Each small victory fuels your motivation and keeps you moving forward. Think of it like climbing a mountain, it's much less daunting when you focus on conquering each step rather than getting overwhelmed by the entire summit. Now, let's talk about premeditatio malorum. This fancy-sounding term simply means premeditation of evils. Essentially, it encourages us to mentally prepare for difficult situations. By imagining potential obstacles and devising solutions in advance, we reduce their power when they actually arise. It's like having a mental toolkit filled with strategies for handling whatever life throws our way, from unexpected setbacks to challenging conversations. Finally, remember the power of mindfulness. Stoicism emphasizes living in the present moment. When you're constantly dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, procrastination can easily take hold. By focusing on the task at hand and engaging fully with the present experience, we cultivate a sense of clarity and purpose that naturally combats procrastination. Okay, picture this. You have a big presentation coming up, and your stomach is doing flips just thinking about it. The temptation to hide under the covers and pretend it's not happening is real, right? But what if you channel those butterflies into constructive energy? You visualize yourself confidently delivering the presentation, hitting all your key points, and engaging your audience. You break down the presentation into smaller sections: research, outline, practice, delivery, and tackle each one with focused intention. You even schedule dedicated time for practicing and rehearse in front of a friend or family member to get comfortable with the material. Sound familiar? That's the power of Stoic techniques in action. So, what are you waiting for? Start applying these principles today. Take that first step towards conquering procrastination, one mindful action at a time. And remember, you've got this. You're capable of incredible things, and I believe in you. Share your thoughts with me. What's the biggest obstacle you face when it comes to procrastination? How can we help each other overcome these challenges together? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. I'll leave a comment below. Until next time, stay curious, stay resilient, and keep rocking that Stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.